going into a store, and if you know when you go into certain malls and stores and they might have places where women's lingerie is shown, even guard your eyes, men. Is that if you know that place is there every time you walk around that corner, when you walk around the corner, look the other way. Don't give a chance for sin to get involved. This is what he's trying to tell us. Be wise. But if you do sin, King Solomon was wise. He wrote us and he's told us, there is no one on earth who is righteous. No one on earth was righteous. Do you believe that he was telling the truth? Yeah. Death came to Adam, and life through Christ. Romans 5:12 tells us, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, who's the one man? Adam. And death was through sin. We have a sin nature. But we're going to be told that in the same verses that we just read, that Jesus is the one who speaks to his Father in our defense. Have you looking at your bulletin today? What's on the front cover? Amanda went through times looking for this. I asked her to look for something as a defense. Something that shows that we have a defender out there. Jesus Christ is there arguing that we're righteous. And making us righteous. And saying, look at this, Father. They've accepted. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through. Amen. So we're looking at that. You have to accept Jesus Christ. Matthew 19:13. You can see the prayers of a little children. Jesus would have little children and he would come and pray over these little children. We have witnesses of this through Matthew. He is our advocate. He is the one that's righteous, not us. Because we learned through Solomon that we are not the righteous one. We're sinful. And that there is no one righteous. We were talking earlier, and watch out if you're in my office, Brianna, Mike, and Andy were in there, and we were talking about Mary. There is the Catholic religion, which I have respect for different people in the Catholic religion, but they believe that Mary was without sin. The only reason I can say this is I was Catholic, and I was taught this. And that's why she's so important. But Mary falls in the same category of not one is righteous. And we have to understand that. Is that the only one that is the righteous one is Jesus Christ. He came through God. And he is the one that makes us righteous. Nothing we've done. Not even accepting Jesus Christ and saying, Lord, I want you to be my Savior, gives us any credit. None. For he makes us righteous. John was an eyewitness to watch all these things happen. What a blessing he had when he seen Jesus do all these miracles. But he wrote so that we would know of these miracles. John 3:16, what does it say? Amen. We know the Word of God. Do we take the time to share it? Dave Lewis sure does. I hear different times where he talks to people on the streets and how some will actually laugh at him and some have actually will come up to him and say, thank you for sharing the Word of God. But look at the picture. The apostle is sinking and Jesus is reaching out. But isn't that every one of us? Put you in that position. Is our faith so strong that we don't have any doubt? Or does sometimes Satan break that armor and we have questions? That is when we sink. And that is when we need to return to the Word of God. For it is clearly that John is telling us Jesus is the atonement and the sacrifice for our sins. It's no accident John is telling us this. Jesus is paying the price, the atonement. He died so that we may live. A perfect sacrifice, when you read the Old Testament, would be with one without blemish. Perfect. It is one that has a lot of value. Offerings were meant to give something up that we would think of a value. That's why some actually are very smart. How many of you fast in different ways? I don't want to see the hands, but I want to convict the people that are not fasting in some ways. If you would like to get better in your prayer life, learn to fast. It might be just a fast of TV, cutting media out. The reason I'm understanding fasts more is not because I've studied it more, is that my daughter Justine has been going through different type of fasting where she goes to school. And people have seen in her life, her friends have said, she is a different person today than she was when she went there in August. Christ is working in her life. And we look at, when we give something up for the Lord hears and sees and understands our motives. What are we willing to sacrifice for Christ? Are we willing to sacrifice what we call money? Are we willing to sacrifice time for others? He sacrificed His life so that we may live. Are we willing to give back to Him the things He's already given us and fulfill what He has called for us? And why do we need a sacrifice? Because we are sinners. Jesus Christ didn't die just for us here, but He died also for everyone in the world that accepts Him. And to make what God made in the beginning right, He broke the chain of sin in this world. And when on judgment day, it will be fulfilled. For the ones that have the personal relationship with Jesus Christ are going to be with the Father. And the ones that actually pretend, we have them preachers out there that can fill humongous churches and pretend to be giving the Word of God. And we have the people that are in the church, that are coming to church pretending to be Christians. What is Jesus going to say to them on judgment day? Away from me, I never knew you. There's only one thing I want to hear when I come in front of Jesus, and I might be on my knees bawling like a baby, which my wife knows I'm very easy and emotional to cry. What I want to hear is, good job, my faithful servant. Good job, my faithful servant. And my heart cries out for the ones that are going to hear away from me. For away from me means they are going to hell. There is no place in heaven for them. So my question to you is, so what? You've listened to a sermon for about 25 minutes. So what? What does it mean for you in your life? Are you going to try to look at, maybe I will try to cut down on one sin and pay attention to it. And I promise you, as soon as you do pay attention to one sin, you will find yourself sinning less. And you will also find that someday you may even overcome that sin. And as soon as you overcome that sin, amen to the Lord, He'll reveal a new one to you. And when you do that one, there'll be another and another and another. You know what? And that's good, because that's working on your sanctification, making you more like Christ. But if you do sin, you know you'll have a Redeemer. And this Redeemer is without sin. I did a whole another piece in studying on this, is looking at that. Only Jesus Christ could be our advocate between us and the Father. Why? He had no sin. Thank you, Steve. Just think about this. God does not want sin around Him. He doesn't want... There's nobody. Now, I can actually buy and sell things, and I'm a good negotiator. Would you say that kind of, Dan, a little bit? But Jesus wouldn't even allow me in the house without the blood of Jesus Christ. He's a great defender for us that are sinful. So then my question, what did you take away? I'm hoping you took away something. And if you didn't, write me a note. Send an email. And you can send it anonymously. And I won't even know who need to know who it's from, to Amanda, to the bulletin. Because every person that comes to church should walk away with something. The Word of God does not go away void. It may be the messenger that needs to be fixed. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for this opportunity to hear Your Word, Lord. It has changed my life and helped me. I pray that the body here accepts and hears Your Word, Lord, and makes a difference in their lives. I pray for the brothers and sisters here and the ones that are not here, Lord, that You can lift them up throughout this week, and that the Holy Spirit is with them, and that they are empowered to know You, Lord. We all pray this in Your name. Amen.